from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, an original song and a documentary on financial literacy. But first, middle school students in Clareton talk about their garden and the foods they like to make with fresh ingredients.
My name's Sierra. I'm 10 years old. I live in Clareton. Today we're talking about herbs.
My name is Gianna.
My name is Aubrion.
My name is Leron. I'm 10 years old and I live in Clareton.
My name is Aquivion. I'm in 8th grade. I live in Clareton, PA. Today in our herb garden we picked chives, thyme, mint, garlic.
We planted the herb garden. We first put the seeds inside the dirt, and then we put water on it. And then when the sun comes out, the plant grows. And then when it's done, you get to cut it, take it inside and wash it and eat it.
I never cooked with herbs, but then I was going outside and I picked herbs before, since we were picking today.
I like chives because, well, they're really sweet. Don't smell good, but we put them in a dip.
You have to wash off your herbs first. Then you cut them into a bowl. So you put mayonnaise, and we use chives, mint, garlic. We use carrots and pretzels for a dip to dip it.
I really don't cook at home, but I like to cook. I think my grandmother used to plant different foods. I think it's important for people to have a garden because it can help the environment, so it can like grow, so you don't have to go all the way out to the store.
You can just grow a garden so you can stay home and just pick your own garden.
Now, an original song by Sullivan, a 6th grade student at Pittsburgh Public Schools Summer Dreamers Academy.
Hello, my name is Solomon. I go to 6th grade and I'm 12 years old. Today I have a parody of Bird Set Free. It's about geothermal energy.
The earth is hottest at its core, also heat in its crust. Everywhere lay, and there's more and more as minerals decay. The earth is hottest at its core, also heat in its crust. Everywhere lay, and there's more and more as minerals decay. And humans made a clever plan to use the heat deep inside to make energy. It's called geothermal. And this is how it works. So they make long pipes and they go underground. They make water flow, throw the pipes deep down, and the water boils. And it gets so hot. And when this water flows out of these long pipes, quickly turns into vapor or flash vaporizes. And the vapor drives the turbine and powers the generator. Geothermal energy. Form of renewable energy converts thermal energy into mechanical, then into electrical. Geothermal energy, form of renewable energy converts thermal energy into mechanical, then into electrical. This kind of energy is just here and there, in houses, factories, everywhere, cause it's renewable. So let's repeat how it works. So they make long pipes and they go underground. They make water flow through the pipes deep down. The water boils, and it gets so hot. And when this water flows out of these long pipes, quickly turns into vapor, or flash vaporizes, and the vapor drives a turbine and powers a generator. Geothermal energy, form of renewable energy, converts thermal energy into mechanical, then into electrical. Geothermal energy, form of renewable energy, converts thermal energy into mechanical, then into electrical.
On our last segment, class of 2018 high school graduates Micah, Deja, and Nicole explore possible solutions to improve financial literacy in students and young adults.
Getting to the point. Voices for a Just Future.
Money. It's something that everyone comes into contact with. However, many people go without learning the principles of basic financial literacy. I am Nicole Vreen.
I'm Deja Clark.
And I'm Micah Arnold.
According to T. Rowe Price, only 23% of kids surveyed indicated that they talk to their parents frequently about money. Betsy Stein is the Director of Educational Services at the Boys and Girls Club of Western PA. She manages financial literacy programs, among others, at the Boys and Girls Club. She believes the programs fill a critical gap.
A lot of times the parents don't really have those skills. I mean, like, I didn't have any of those skills coming out of high school. My parents tried to teach me because they had those skills. But if I didn't have people around me that were teaching me and mentoring me in that, I wouldn't even know.
Betsy and I were fortunate enough to have our parents teach us the financial basics. But many parents don't teach their kids financial literacy. It's easier for them to do it themselves than to teach someone else to do it. Many parents don't know what financial literacy is, and they can't pass on knowledge they don't have themselves. Many Pennsylvania teens aren't taught financial literacy at home or in the classroom.
According to researchers at Champlain College, Pennsylvania received an F when it comes to financial literacy in high school, which is failing us because we aren't taught skills needed to be prepared for our future. How can something so crucial to everyone be left out of the school systems?
Joshua Simpson developed and led the financial literacy program at the Neighborhood Academy, a small private school on the east end of Pittsburgh. When in high school, he did not have a clear understanding of how to manage his finances.
There was obviously classes such as accounting and entrepreneurship, things like that in my high school. There was no specifically geared towards personal finance and understanding life after college. There was no class like that available to me.
This issue has not gone away since Josh was in school. Many of us today don't have financial literacy classes, including me. According to a study done by the Bank of America, approximately two-thirds of young Americans agreed that their high school education did not do a good job of teaching them healthy financial habits. If you don't learn about your finances when you're young, you have to learn about them when you're older through trial and error, and a lot of times those errors mean bad credit and debt. It can get so extreme that parents open credit cards in their child's name and accumulate debt for them before they even know what debt is, which has happened to my friends already.
The treasurer and CEO of the Hill District Federal Credit Union, Richard Witherspoon, shares his observations.
In the African-American community, because we don't have a lot of resources, we make do. We stretch it out. We don't manage well. I mean, like, I've seen people get paid and blow all their money in the first 3 or 4 days of their payday and then try to struggle to make it to the next payday.
To combat the financial literacy deficiency created by both education and culture, the credit union created an unofficial program.
What we do on a regular basis is if we come across someone that is struggling, we'll take them to the side and we'll take a look at how they're spending. We'll create a budget for them. We'll educate them on interest rates and the importance of savings and things along those lines.
Programs like these are helpful, but they're not in every community. In order for financial literacy to be as successful as it is in other states that received an A, we need to follow their lead and make financial literacy a requirement. To make changes like this, teens need advocates, people who will fight for them. And who better to fight for them than people who have experienced the lack of financial literacy? Again, Witherspoon.
And I think that, you know, people of my generation, we have a responsibility to teach those that are coming up behind us how to manage their money. We may not have much, but we can plant the seeds where the ones coming up behind us could have more than what we had. And we can only do that by example. I've learned that, you know, you could tell children what to do all day, every day, but at the end of the day, they're going to do as you do.
This segment was produced as part of the Heinz Summer Youth Philanthropy Program. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.